Happiness, you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. Great are you, Lord. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are, yeah. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. And great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. And on the earth we'll shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will say, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will say, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Kevin. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting us this morning and saying healing powers in you. Amen. God's healing powers in me this morning. Hallelujah. And also thank you, Minister Taylor, for your worship this morning. We worship you this morning. We thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so happy to be on this call this morning. God is good. Let me just share a little bit about this beautiful call this morning, the journey that we are on. I wouldn't take it for nothing. I'm loving it. October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Routes and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, started us here. We can't deny it. I'm so grateful this morning. The scripture we stand on is 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. Yes, we have a website that you can visit 24/7. If anything get on your mind and you need a word, hallelujah, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our awesome speakers. Feel free to share this with anyone that you come in contact with. So this is a beautiful time. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all the instructions us to do. Well, immediate obedience will be continuous experience of restoration, divine protection, and creative miracle and strategic breakthrough. Amen? Amen. So we are just a beautiful tag for 2022. If you feel led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as greeted as Minister Darrell, as the song, as Minister Taylor, as a host, as yours truly. Even if you have a shared word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone and our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, on the second half of this call, we have a treat. So you can stay and we'll take your prayer request and praise report on the second half of the call. Phenomenal company. This is a phenomenal company. I can't say anymore. In Artists International, which was established by D.S. Daly Oldfellow over 33 years ago, we are now called Artists Life. Great products help the world become healthy, and you can also become wealthy. So it's a beautiful twofold. The morning motivation call held Monday to Friday, but after this call, a team of great leaders are being given vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. As we want to share with you also, there's a bypass number so you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we had the power couples will be sharing with you today, autism. So if you have anyone that you know and want to share that information, by all means, please plug them into that call right after this call. Well, and as I share with you, we are also dealing with Cancun right now, and you know they gave us some extra points yesterday. If you're on the trail, I'm still on the on the line to go with Cancun, you guys. So I just make sure you keep in touch with that so that you can, you know, be able to travel with us to Cancun. So that's going to be a beautiful trip. So, well, let me just stop right now. We have a speaker that's one of our new speakers right now, and I'm just going to give you a little bit about her. And she hails out of the, I won't say what's a great thing. She's in a country called Vancouver, British Columbia. She's from Jamaica, with Stevens. And she's her name, fortunately, I didn't say her name, did I? I was so excited. Minister Simone Alexander. Minister Simone Alexander, you hear her, and she is so excited about being on the call. So we're so grateful for her joining us on this journey. She's a member of the National Full Gospel Word, the Pastor's Philip. And he's a senior pastor And Minister Malone's favorite scripture is James 1 and 2. Consider it pure joy. Did I say it again? Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of any kind. Amen? So, you know, she has an extensive bio, so I share with everyone that you can go to the masterscall.net, masterscall.net, and to review her extensive bio. But before she comes on and we're going to, I'm going to give a prayer, and the next voice you will hear will be Minister Simone Alexander. Let us pray. Dear God, you thank you so much for the gift of life, for allowing us to see another blessed day. Let this day be the day of miracles. May your Holy Spirit angels protect us and family and friends, not only today, but every day. Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise. We can't thank you enough. Lord, as we move forward to this day, Lord, we thank you for Mrs. Simone and her message this morning, Lord, but give her the strength to move forward. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Mrs. Simone, bonjour.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for your words of kindness. Okay. This morning, we're going to be talking about serving and giving. We are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus. The Bible tells us to care for the poor, to help the widowed and orphans, and to serve our brothers and sisters in the faith. Why would you withhold payment on your debt when you have the ability to pay? Just do it. Proverbs 3 and verse 27. Every time you give to the poor, you make a loan to the Lord. Don't worry, you'll be repaid in full for all the good you have done. When you are generous to the poor, you are enriched with blessings in return. Proverbs 22 and verse 9. Don't hide your light. Let it shine bright before others so that the commendable thing you do will shine as light upon them, and then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven. Learn to generously share what you have with those who ask for help, and don't close your heart to those for the ones who come to borrow from you. Matthew 5, verse 42. You must continually bring healing to help and to those who are sick, and make it your habit to break off the demonic presence from people and raise the dead back to life. Freely, you have received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. Matthew 10, verse 8. As the king will answer them, don't you know, when you care for the ones of the least important of these of my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you demonstrated love for me. Then he will answer them, don't you know, when you refuse to help one of the least important among these, my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you refuse to help and honor me. Matthew 25, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served by everyone, but to serve everyone and to give his life as a ransom price in exchange for salvation of many. Mark 10 and verse 45. The crowd kept asking him, what then are we supposed to do? John told them, give food to the hungry, clothe the poor, and bless the needy. Give generously, and generous gifts will be given back to you, shaken down to make room for more. Abundantly, abundant gifts will pour out upon you with such an overflowing measure that it will run over the top. Your measurement of generosity becomes the measurement of your return. And that's coming from Luke 6 and verse 38. Serving and giving. That's what God bring us into this world for. So I believe we should always serve as well as give up ourselves to others as much as we can. So this is my command. Love each other deeply as much as I have loved you. For the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his life for his friend. These are not my words, guys. John 15, verses 12-13. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourself to God, to be a scarce living sacrifice, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Romans 12, verse 1. Let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another and never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. Despite evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourself in respect and honor of one another. Romans 12, verse 9 to 10. Take a constant interest in the needs of God's beloved people and respond by helping them and eagerly welcome people as guests in your home. Romans 12, verse 13. Now, those who are mature in their faith can easily be recognized, for they don't live to please themselves, but they've learned to patiently embrace others in their immaturity. Romans 15, verse 1. Love empowers us to fulfill the law of the Anointed One as we carry each other's troubles. Galatians 6 and verse 2. If any one of you has stolen from someone else, never do it again. Instead, be industrious, earning an honest living, and then you'll have enough to bless those in need. Ephesians 4 and verse 28. God also wants us to abandon every display of selfishness, poses a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. Philippians 2 and verse 4. For God, the faithful one, is not unfair. How can you forget the beautiful work you have done? How can you forget the beautiful work you have done for him? He remembers the love you demonstrate as you continually serve his loved ones for the glory of his name. Hebrews 6, verse 10. again, it's the topic is serving as well as giving. Every believer has received grace gifts, so use them to serve one another as faithful stewards of many colored tapestries of God's grace. 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. We will show mercy to the poor and not miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness for others. For those are the true sacrifices that delight God's heart. Hebrews 13 and verse 6. Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. 1 John 4 and verse 19. And as I close, or before I turn this back over to our host, it's called Serving and Giving of God and of Ourselves. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. Don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operation in the mature realm. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do. Galatians 5 and verse 13. And now, I turn it back over to the host.
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for that amazing word this morning. You gave us up the data from these scriptures that we need to stay focused on, and I too appreciate you. So we just want to say thank you again for serving. You said as we share, we got to serve and give and love one another like God has loved us. We so appreciate you. So what I'm going to do right now is to, I will call you back shortly so you can close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over our prayer requests. Almighty God, we thank you for this Holy Spirit being vigilant and giving us the strength and the courage when you're at the most of us. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for Minister Simone giving us the update, Lord, keeping us focused on you. Lord, we thank you for her sharing the information. You serve and give, serving and giving the needy, loving one another. Hallelujah. That's a powerful word, loving one another. We ask you, Lord, this morning to bless Simone over and over again with so many blessings that you will have room to obtain them. Lord, we give thanks this morning to our amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Lord, for keeping us focused on the Lord as our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We thank you for everyone that joined us this morning, thought it was not robbery to be here this morning. We lift up to the Ben Leon family, Lord, for sharing artist life and connecting us all together, Lord, where we maintain and keep us focused on our health. We thank you for every staff member right now, Lord, for serving us. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, hospital right now, Lord. We pray for everyone in the group home. We thank you this morning. Lord, we ask you to strengthen them like never before, Lord. Father, you go by and give them the strength to go on. We pray for every bereaved family this morning. You know them name by name, family by family, Lord. Comfort them. Put your loving arm around them, Lord, and give them the strength to move forward today, Lord. It is Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're not asking for nothing, but we just want to thank you this morning. Lord God, give us the strength to go on. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. So this morning, right now, I want to give you the information for you. Listen to this playback, this powerful message, and share with anyone you come in contact with. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Well, this morning, the morning motivation call is right after this call, and we have our Diamond President, Victoria and Reggie Flanagan. We'll be talking about autism this morning, the symptoms. Please share that with someone this morning and plug in the call. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Dow, for greeting us this morning with the love of God, and we thank you, Minister Caleb, for song us this morning. We thank you. We appreciate you and all that you do. And what we want to say, our newest servant this morning, we want to thank you, Minister Simone Elizondo. Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Amen. Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever, we ask in your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Go out today, guys, and enjoy this gorgeous, beautiful day that God has given to us. Talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.